Hello. Hello. Hello and welcome to this week's Sight and Sound in Concert, which of course is on Radio 1, on the Stereo Network, and also on BBC Two television. Well, I'm glad that there are no sort of beer cans hurling my way, as they usually are. We've moved to a different location this week. We're not in Hitchin, we're in Slough, at the Planet Theatre, which is in the Fulcrum Centre, the bit of Slough that goes like that. And we're here to welcome a guy who, over the years, has written some incredible songs. As you can see, there's nothing on the stage, no big amplifiers or anything, just a rather grand piano and a stool. And in a moment, this man will come out and sing you 40 minutes worth of some of his amazing songs. His latest album is called Trouble in Paradise, and he's flown over from Paradise recently to be with us here. Paradise, of course, I assume to be America. Would you welcome the one and only Randy Newman?
Enough of the hits. Got a wife, got a family, earned my living with my hand. The role in a steel mill, got time burning hell. Daddy was a barber, most unsightly man. Was born in Tuscaloosa, he died right here in Birmingham. Birmingham, Birmingham, the greatest city in Alabama. You can travel across this entire land, there's no place like Birmingham. Take it. Wife's named Mary, but she's called Marie. We live in a three-room house with a pepper tree. I work all day in the factory. That's all right. Got a big black dog, his name is Dan. live in my backyard in Birmingham. The meanest dog in Alabama, get him down. Birmingham, Birmingham, greatest city in Alabama. You can travel across this entire land. There's no place like Birmingham.
Probably the worst looking person here. No? Maybe not. Oh, I'm sorry. See, it doesn't pay to be nice to me. It does no good. This is a new song from my new album, Trouble in Paradise.
She's a real emotional girl. She wears her heart on her sleeve. Every little thing you tell her, she'll believe. She really will. She even cries in her sleep. I've heard her many times before. I never had a girl who loved me half as much as this girl loved me. It's real emotional. For 18 years she lived at home. She was daddy's little girl. Daddy helped her move out on home. She met a boy. Broke her heart. Now she lives alone. She's very, very careful. Yes, she is. She's a real emotional girl. She lives down deep inside herself. She turns on easy, it's like a hurricane. You would not believe it. You gotta hold on tight to her. She's a real emotion.
It's another new song. It's a Christmas song, but it's snowing outside. I'll do it. It's called Christmas in Cape Town. Merry Christmas.
Every night, Jungle Town, all the boogers in the street, radio turned up very, very loud, playing Dancing Queen. They love all music. This English girl from the north somewhere, staying with me at my place, drinking up all my beer, talking about the poor niggas all the time. It's a real disgrace, she said. I tell her, darling, don't talk about things you don't understand. I tell her, darling, don't talk about something you don't know anything about. I tell her, darling, if you don't like it here, go back to your own miserable little country. Baby, it's Christmas in Cape Town, but it ain't the same. The boys on the beach still blow. The summer wind still kick the clouds around, but everybody knows. You know my little brother, babe, works out at the diamond mine. And I drove him out there 5 this morning. Niggas was waiting, big long line. You know those big old lunch pails they carry, man, with the picture of Star Wars painted on the side. They was staring at us real hard, the big ugly yellow eyes, you could feel it. This time you could feel it. Man, it's Christmas in Cape Town, but it ain't the same. Stars open all the time. The little kids on skateboards cutting in and out the crowd. The Christmas lights still shine. Myself, I don't like to drink the way I used to, man, you know. Don't seem to get me high. The beer don't taste the way it ought to taste somehow. I don't know why. But don't talk to me about the planes, man, I've heard it. Just take a look around. What we gonna do, blow up the whole damn country? I don't know. It's Christmas in Cape Town. Man, it's Christmas in Cape Town. It's Christmas in Cape Town.
They
got no baby legs. They stand so low, you got to pick them up just to say hello. They got little cars that go beep, beep, beep. They got little voices going deep, deep, deep. They got grubby little fingers and dirty little minds. They're gonna get you every time. Well, I don't want no short people. Don't want no short people. Don't want no short people around here.
Song in which a God is going to speak to all of you through me. I know it's a bit of a surprise, but it's a great honor too. Cain slew Abel, Seth knew not why. The children of Israel were supposed to multiply. Then why must any of the children die? So he asked the Lord, and the Lord said, man means nothing, he means less than me. And the lowliest cactus flower, and the humblest yucca tree, he chases round this desert. Thinks that's where I've been. That's why I love mankind. I recoil in horror from the foulness of thee, from the squalor and the fear and the misery. We laugh up here in heaven and praise you all for me. That's why I love mankind. The Christians and the Jews were having a jamboree. The Buddhists and the Hindus joined on satellite TV. Their four greatest priests, they began to speak. They said, Lord, a plague is on the world. Lord, no man is free. The temples that we built to you tumbled into the sea. Lord, if you won't take care of us, won't you please, please let us be? And the Lord said, Lord said, I burn down your cities, how blind you must be. I take from you your children and you say, how blessed are we. Y'all must be crazy, put your whole faith in me. That's why I love mankind. Really need me. That's why I love mankind. On my new record is a duet with Paul Simon. Unfortunately, Paul couldn't make it here to Slough tonight. He wanted to come, but he's with his other partner, and he couldn't come. But I'll try and do his part. I'll sing in tune for his part, so you'll know who it is.
He's going to tell you about his dear old mother, burned up in a factory of Springfield, Mass. he's gonna tell you about his baby brother hustling down the city street, selling his ass for a dollar, man. He's gonna tell you about his Uncle Neddy locked up in a prison out in Oregon. He's gonna tell you about his best friend Eddie killed in a bar fight with a pair of Marines and a sailor. He's got the blues, this boy. He's got the blues. You can hear it in his music. He's got the blues, this boy. He's got the blues. This is Paul's part here. When he was 9 years old, his father ran away with the woman he met on a train. Oh, little boy ran to the room with his piano laying wait for him. Oh, 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 he played and he played. He played and he played. Got the blues, this boy. Really got the blues. He's got the blues, this boy. He's got the blues. This is Paul again. A year ago, he met a girl. Thought they'd hit a massive groove, but she dumped him. Lonely hit water. He's got the blues, this boy. He's got the blues. You can hear it in his music. He's got the blues, this boy. He's got the blues. He's trying to give them to you. He's trying to give them to you. Trying to give on to you.
Thank you. Well, Paul would have come if he'd known you'd been so friendly. This is a song, it's the first in a sort of a cycle, a series of songs I'm writing through the 80s. This first one is called The Girls in My Life, Part One. Was a little girl, maybe 5'2". Had the cutest little feet, made my heart go tweet tweet. Quite a pleasant disposition. Then came a pretty young French girl whom I met in Las Vegas. When I was there with my parents, oh my, had a real nice conversation. Met a girl, the bakery. Wanted to borrow my car from me. I said, take it, baby. She took it down to Mexico. Ran over a man named Juan. Then I went to college. Met a college girl. She lived in a sorority house across from school. Got a real fine education. I had 7 women on my mind. Now I'm married, have a very lovely wife, 3 cute little boys, so nice. That's just half the story. The girls in my life.
Last night I saw Lester Maddox on a TV show with some smart-ass New York Jew. The Jew laughed at Lester Maddox. The audience laughed at Lester Maddox too. Well, he may be a fool, but he's our fool. If they think they're better than him, they're wrong. So I went to the park and I took some paper along. And that's where I made this song. We talk real funny down here. We drink too much, we laugh too loud. We're too dumb to make it in no northern town. We're keeping the niggas down. We got no neck or men from Texas. Good old boys from Tennessee. College men from LSU. When them dumb come out dumb too, hustling around and landing alligators, getting drunk every weekend at the barbecue. We're keeping the niggas down. We're rednecks, we're rednecks. We don't know our ass from a hole in the ground. We're rednecks, we're rednecks. We're keeping the niggas down. All the niggas are Negro. See, he's got his dignity. Down here with you, ignorant to realize that the North has set the nigger free. Yes, it's free to be put in a cage in Harlem and New York City. It's free to be put in a cage in the South Side of Chicago and the West Side. It's free to be put in a cage in Huffington, Cleveland. It's free to be put in a cage in East St. Louis. It's free to be put in a cage in Fillmore, San Francisco. It's free to be put in a cage in Roxbury and Boston. Gathering them up from miles around. Keeping the niggas down. We're rednecks, we're rednecks. We don't know our ass from a hole in the ground. We're rednecks, we're rednecks. We're keeping the niggas down. We are keeping the nails down.
You got anything you want to hear in particular while I'm on TV here? I'll do those, but all of them.
They're coming down the street, coming right down the middle. Gotta keep the beat, coming to the heart of the city. How the sun shines down, how their feet hardly touch the ground. Jolly couple on parade. Come to black and white. Come to motorcycle. Listen to those engines roar. Now they're doing tricks for the children.
Oh, they look so nice. Look like angels who come down from paradise. Jolly couple on parade. Oh, mama, that's the life for me. When I'm grown, that's what I want to be. Coming down the street, coming right down the middle. Gotta keep your feet. They're as blue as the ocean. Oh, they look so nice. Look like angels have come down from paradise. Jolly couple on parade. My sister Sandy, my little brother Ray, buy a big old wagon, haul us all away, live out in the country where the mountains high, never coming back here. Till the day I die. Oh, Baltimore, man, it's hard just to live. Oh, Baltimore, man, it's hard just to live, just to live.
I wasn't going to do this because I don't know whether it will work anywhere. But I'll try. It's called My Life is Good. It tells a great deal about me, really. The real me emerges in here. A couple weeks ago, my wife and I took a little trip down to Mexico. Met this young girl there, we brought her back with us. Now she lives with us in our home. She cleans the hallway, she cleans the stairs, she cleans the living room, she wipes the baby's ass, she drives the kids to school, she does the laundry too. She wrote this song for me, listen. The afternoon, my wife and I took a little ride into Beverly Hills. Went to the private school our oldest child attends. Many famous people send their children there. This teacher says to us, we have a problem here. This child just will not do the thing I tell him to. He's such a big old thing, he hurts the other children. All the games they play, he plays so rough. I said, hold it, teacher. Wait a minute, maybe my ears are clogged or something. Maybe I'm not understanding the English language. Yeah, you don't seem to realize my life is good. My life is good. Life is good, you old bag. My life. Just this evening, some young associates of ours flying in to see us from New York City. They're gonna stay with us a couple of weeks or so, and I'm gonna take them to restaurants and everything, and we're gonna get them some real good cocaine. They don't get much where they come from. This one guy's wife is such a pretty little brown thing, and I'm liable to give her a poke or two. What do you think of that? Teacher, let me tell you a little story. Just this morning, my wife and I went to this hotel in the hills. That's right, the Bel Air Hotel, where a very good friend of ours happens to be staying. And the name of this young man is Mr. Bruce Springsteen. That's right. We talked about some kind of woodblock or something, and this new guitar we like. You know what he said to me? I'll tell you what he said to me. He said, Rand, I'm tired. How would you like to be the boss for a while? Well, yeah. Blow, big man. Blow. My life is good. My life is good. About American foreign policy. It's called, I don't know what that means exactly. Oh, yeah, I got it. Yeah, it's a song about American foreign policy. It's called Political Science, or Let's Drop the Big One. No one likes us. I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them.
We'll drop the big one, we'll pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot, and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't want to hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. Boom goes London and boom Paris. More room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, will just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear Japanese kimono, baby, the Italian shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.